The earthquake occurred in the mountains on the east side of Cache Valley, about 7 miles east of Hiram and 11 miles southeast of Logan. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the last time an earthquake of this size hit northern Utah was in 1988, when a 4.3 magnitude earthquake struck near Bear Lake. Catherine Whitten is a research seismologist with the University of Utah Seismograph Stations. She says about 85 people reported feeling the earthquake.
So we have, on average in Utah, about 8 magnitude 3 earthquakes, 3 to 4, 8 per year in Utah, and 3 in the Wasatch Front. So it's not that uncommon. It's certainly not an unusual event or anything.
Whitten says there is about a 1 in 20 chance that a small earthquake will be followed by a larger one. She says Utahns should be prepared for a large, damaging earthquake at any time.
When people say we're due, that's true. We could have a magnitude 6.5 to 7.5 on the Wasatch Fault really at any moment. And the best thing that people can do is to be prepared to have a 72-hour kit with food and water for your family, supplies, medicine, all those kinds of things that you might not be able to get to in the event of a large earthquake, which would be quite damaging for us.
Whitten says a major threat to Utah during a large earthquake would be the number of buildings made of brick.
We just have a lot of old houses that are made of brick that are not reinforced with rebar or some kind of metal, and that's going to be a problem.
The largest recorded earthquake to ever hit Cache Valley was a 5.7 magnitude quake in 1962. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.